Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Humanities Council, highlighting Missouri's heritage and promoting tourism throughout the Show Me State. Join the conversation at mohumanities.org.
A Senate bill aims to give longer prison sentences to child sex offenders. Elisa Nelson has more.
Missouri sentencing laws don't consider those whose first child sex offense resulted in them completing a treatment program to be repeat offenders if they commit such a crime again. A Senate proposal would change that. Emily Van Shankoff with Missouri Kids First says sentences for such offenders are inadequate, given what they have done to children.
We use and sentence about 100 sex offenders a year under the 120-day program. So you rape a child and you spend 4 months in jail. I believe that the vast majority of Missourians would be appalled to know that this is a sentence that we regularly use for sex offenders.
The bill would also require lifetime supervision of child sex offenders and prohibit granting probation to pedophiles. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
How available videos from police dash and body cameras should be is being debated again in the State House. Mike Lear files this report.
Discussion of expanding the use of body and other cameras by law enforcement accelerated after the shooting death of Michael Brown Jr. in 2014. Since then, lawmakers have proposed both requiring more cameras and restricting who can access the videos that they capture. Representative Ken Wilson is proposing the latter out of a privacy concern.
Private home is protected by the Fourth Amendment, and we got to make sure that we protect that. There's also an expectation of privacy in a hospital room. The events that take place out in the public, you have no expectation of privacy, so we don't even address that.
Wilson says he believes the bill's been improved after last year's debate, but the ACLU and the Missouri Press Association say they still have concerns. Mike Lear, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A Moberly resident's hobby has resulted in a call to the Highway Patrol's bomb squad. That was the sound last night in a park in Moberly when authorities detonated an explosive material that they're told some residents made for a hobby. It was determined to be too volatile to move it out of the neighborhood, so a robot was used to take it to the nearby park and put it in a hole where it was blown up. The explosion was reportedly heard more than a mile away. No charges will be filed against the hobbyists since no property was damaged and the material wasn't weaponized. Authorities in South Central Missouri's Phelps County have announced that they believe they have located the remains of a missing 13-year-old boy. Jonathan Shea had been missing since July when he walked away from his grandmother's home with a cousin. The cousin was found safe the next day. Search crews and volunteers from the community searched the area near St. James for most of the summer, but were unable to find the boy. The remains are being sent to forensic examiners. You'll find more news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to news on Missouri Net.